pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Your game day connection to Clemson football. All day, every game. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I said I'm running, running for the city. I got the new one.
Great deal for you at Zero Res right now. Get in touch with Zero Res. ZeroResGreenville.com. 558-7300. 558-7300. Let Zero Res take care of you. Here's the bottom line. Zero Res is got some great specials going on right now. Mention my name. You get a free hallway with that. That's air duct cleaning as well. They can take care of that for you. Zero Res Greenville. ZR Water. Powered water. Water-based system that's going to clean, stay cleaner longer. It's ZeroResGreenville.com. Mike, let's quickly go over it. There's not a lot in sports, but there is some. Let's go over biggie games of the week. If it is the game you will not miss, the catheter game, the game that by all measurements, you're just not going to miss it. You're not going to go to the bathroom. What's it going to sound like?
I like this.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Mike, how about the game that you will still go to the bathroom? You'll watch Medium Interest. Maybe even during commercials. Take off. All right. Give me an idea of mild interest. That means when I text you saying, Mike, did you see that overtime? Did you see the buzzer beater? You might keep up with it on Twitter and still follow it. Mild interest. And then no way, no shape, no form would you ever watch it. There you go. Let's begin with a little college basketball for the weekend. We got some huge ones out there. It's college basketball rounding into excellent form right now. Tomorrow, pull over my top 20 here. Tomorrow, you have Boston College at Virginia. 7th-ranked Virginia at home. I think they're probably the best team in the ACC right now. 15th-ranked Auburn goes to West Virginia. Auburn come off of a loss. That's 12 o'clock ESPN. CBS 12:15 tomorrow. 13th-ranked Xavier and Creighton. Kind of feels like a Notre Dame playing game for the coach. Bama ranked second. The country goes to Oklahoma tomorrow. The SEC Big 12 Challenge. 2 o'clock ESPN. ESPN 2, Iowa State, Missouri. Big SEC Big 12 Challenge. Fox Sports 1. You got 16th-ranked Marquette and DePaul. DePaul's still terrible. I remember when Ray McGuire was there. And those guys were good. Third-ranked Houston, Cincinnati, 2:15 CBS tomorrow. SEC Big 12 Challenge, 11th-ranked TCU at Mississippi State, 4 o'clock ESPN 2. SEC Big 12 Challenge, Arkansas and Baylor. Arkansas's not ranked anymore. Arkansas's 0-4 away from home this year. One of the most disappointing teams in the country. Charleston ranked 18th at 4 o'clock tomorrow, faces Hofstra. 20th-ranked Miami goes to Pittsburgh tomorrow. That's a big game. Both teams 7-3 in the SEC. ESPNU, 4 o'clock. 6th-ranked Arizona goes to Washington, 5:30 on Fox. Best of the SEC Big 12 Challenge, 10th-ranked Texas at 4th-ranked Tennessee. ESPN, 6 o'clock. Florida at 5th-ranked Kansas State. Love what Kansas State coach is, what he's doing up there. I like the SEC Big 12 Challenge. 9th-ranked Kansas goes to Kentucky. A couple of blue bloods in that one, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, ESPN. How about 5 o'clock, 4:30 pregame show right here, ACC Network, 17-4. 9-1, Clemson ranked 24th in the country. 7-14, Florida State, 5-5 in the ACC. Got a big one there. Sunday, Michigan State top-ranked Purdue. That just feels like an upset to me. And then Providence goes to Villanova. PGA Tour, Mike, is at Torrey Pines. Beautiful. Torrey Pines in San Diego, California.
real quick, tell me why they're playing Wednesday through Saturday instead of the regular schedule.
Because they don't want to compete with the NFL on Sunday. NFL is key. European tour, we got Roy McIlroy paired with Patrick Reed today. Music blasting, but I just can't quit because one of these. I have three words for that. Children. At some point in time, we just got to go, come on, man. Stop it. I'll give you thoughts on the Live Tour later on. I think Live Tour's done. And then finally, Mike, NFL, 3 o'clock on Fox, 13-4 Niners, 14-3 Eagles, Lincoln Financial Field. Man, the Eagles offense is so stinking efficient, aren't they? And then the QB Bowl, Burrowhead, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Bengals and Chiefs, 6:30 CBS. Didn't it feel like Brady and Manning all over again? Should be a good one. Should be a good one. Who you be with? Mike, it appears at this point, we don't have EPL this weekend. We got like FA Cup or some crap like that. It appears that I'm going to make it to 3 hours. Some had counted me out.
You most definitely are. We're going to pull you through.
So, they did it again. By the way, we'll take phone calls in a segment. Our new phone number just for today and today only, 864-650-9008. 650-9008. So, that's just for today. Our normal text line still open. We've got a bunch of texts to get to. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. So, the Baseball Hall of Fame did it again. They put in Scott Rolen, a guy that hit 281 in his career. The guy that had 2,077 hits, 316 homers, and 1,287 RBIs. The guy that made 7 All-Star teams in 17 seasons. The guy that did not win an MVP. As a matter of fact, in his 17 seasons, he finished in the top 10. Actually, I'm back away. He finished in the top 13 of the MVP voting once. He was fourth in 2004. Somehow, some way, we think that that man belongs in the Hall of Fame. So, let me give you a little bit on this. He played 17 years. Probably a really good guy. Much like it was a few years ago. I forgot which player. I'll go back and look at it. He was so good that three teams just gave up on him. He played with the Phillies from 96-2002, Cardinals 2002-2007, Jays from 08-09, and the Reds from 09-2012. Scott Rolen, again, in 17 years, I can make this as simple as it could be, Mike. First and foremost, I know that we want to have baseball Hall of Fame ceremonies. I understand that. But it's the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Good. It's not the Hall of Great. It's the Hall of the Elite. I can make this very, very simple. If anyone ever has to ask the question, is this guy a Hall of Famer? The answer is no. You see, when you saw Mickey Mantle play, when you saw Babe Ruth play, when you saw Willie Mays play, when you saw Hank Aaron play, there was nobody saying, hey, you think he's a Hall of Famer? Like, he's a Hall of Famer. No one ever sat in a ballpark in Philly, St. Louis, Toronto, or Cincinnati and said, son, see that third baseman right there, Scott Rolen? Tonight you get to watch a Hall of Famer. I saw Derek Jeter in person. I saw Mariano Rivera in person. When I saw him play, I saw Hank Aaron in person. When I saw him play, it was like, today I get to watch a Hall of Famer. Let me just tell you, Mike, in his 17 years as an NFL, I mean, as a Major League Baseball player. Scott Rolen hit over 300 twice. He hit 300 in 2009, hit 300 in 2004. Twice. He is a career 281 hitter. He hit over 300 twice. In 17 years, he had more than 110 RBIs once. He had more than 100 RBIs five times in 17 years. In 17 years, he hit 30 or more home runs three times. In 17 years, he made seven All-Star games. In 10 of his 17 seasons, he wasn't even an All-Star. In 16 of his 17 years, he didn't finish in the top 13 of the Most Valuable Player Award voting for one league that he was in. Only once did he finish fourth in MVP voting one time. The old adage was 3,000 hits. He had 2,077 hits. The adage is 400 home runs or 500 home runs, 600 home runs. He had 360 home runs. 2,000 RBIs, 1,500 RBIs. He had 1,200 RBIs. We're going to let a man in that hit 281 in his career? I mean, can I make the Dale Murphy? Dale Murphy won two MVPs.
I was just over here going, me and all the Braves fans are going, Dale, where's Dale?
Dale Murphy, now he did hit 265, so he was not as good an average hitter there. But he had more hits. The knock on Dale Murphy is he didn't do it long enough. He played 18 years, but he's really only good about eight of those 10 years. From 1980 to 1987, that's when he was really good. But he won two MVPs. He finished in the top 10 in the MVP voting on four different occasions, top 12 on one, two, three, four, five, six different occasions. Even as bad as they get on Murphy, Murphy had more hits than Rolen. Murphy had more home runs at 398. He had more hits to 2111 to 2077. He had more home runs 398 to 316. He had more, a slight less RBIs. Rolen has 19 more RBIs. Same amount of All-Star games, except for Murphy had two more MVP seasons.
Back to back in 82 and 83.
I mean, what are we doing? The same knock was on Don Mattingly. Mattingly only played 14 years. Mattingly won an MVP. Mattingly was also the runner-up of an MVP. Finished in the top five, top 10, one, two, three, four times was in the top 10 of the MVP. Again, Rolen once. Mattingly hit 307. That's 26 points higher than Scott Rolen. Mattingly had 2,153 hits. That's more than Scott Rolen at 2,077. Mattingly didn't hit as many home runs and had slightly fewer RBIs. But Mattingly, as far as All-Star games, he was selected All-Star six times in his 14 seasons. Better percentage. And he won an MVP. Scott Rolen never finished the top three of the MVP, once in the top 13. Like, what are we doing? I'll be honest with you, Mike. Dale Murphy was a much better baseball player than Scott Rolen. Don Mattingly was a much better baseball player than Scott Rolen.
No doubt.
On top of all that, I'd rather see a steroid guy because at least they were good players. I don't like cheaters. But we have gone so far to make sure that we don't get the cheaters in that we're just letting in just average players now. If you played 17 seasons in Major League Baseball and 10 of the 17, you didn't even make the All-Star game, You're talking about your position. That means you're not in the top three of your position. I mean, Dave Ortiz, like Buck O'Neill, Tony Oliva, Manny Minosa, Jim Cott, Gil Hodges, Bud Fowler. We didn't have anybody in 2021. I'd rather not have anybody. But when Ted Simmons and Larry Walker got in, what are we doing? When Jim Tomei gets in, when Tim Raines gets in, these aren't Hall of Famers, man. What in the absolute world are we doing? We don't have to have a Hall of Fame induction every year. I think that's the issue. It's like we're compared to who else is on the ballot rather than compared to who else is in the Hall of Fame. There are 341 members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. No one out whose last name isn't Roland is going to say, hey, Dad, can you take me to the Baseball Hall of Fame? I want to see the plaque for Scott Rowland. There's Babe Ruth. There's Willie Mays. There's Hank Aaron. Where's Scott Rowland? I cannot believe that what we're doing in baseball. I cannot believe that Scott stinking Rowland gets in. If I'm Don Mattingly and Dale Murphy, like I've stopped looking at the phone that time of year, and then I see that in the last few years we let in Ted Simmons and Larry Walker and Harold Baines. We let in Jim Tomei, Tim Raines. I get to say, hey, man, what? I'm getting in. I have hope. My candidacy is now off life support. If stinking Harold Baines can get in, my candidacy is now legit. I cannot believe that we let Scott Rowland in the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll take a break. Clemson has a big, huge junior day tomorrow. We'll tell you the 25 players, Mike, who's coming in for Clemson Junior Day. Short break, much more on the other side, including phone numbers. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, just today only, 864-654-9008. 654-9008. That's our backup line. And our text line still works, 654-ROAR. So get in touch with us there. Short break, much more after this.
It's a new year, and I've got one piece of advice for you. If you're still belly aching about being fat, being tired, and not performing when it counts, you need to get up off that couch and book an appointment at Low Country Mail today. TRT plans start at $220 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We offer weight loss plans, peptide plans, and IV therapy. Stop making excuses and take action. Lord knows the world doesn't need any more beta males. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota. And the place to buy your Toyota? Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. For new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyotas, find them at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely's Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
End your weekdays with Walt Deptula, host of Road Rage. Walt eats, breathes, and sleeps sports. and he'll break down any sport at any time. Walt knows all things football, college and NFL. And Walt's the station's NFL draft expert, competing in the NFL Top 100 annually. If you're up for a spirited debate, Road Rage is the place for you. Check him out weekdays 3 to 7 on 105.5 and 97.5 FM. Or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com.
Upcountry Fiber is here. Whether you're working from home, streaming the big game, online shopping, or gaming, Upcountry Fiber offers high-speed fiber internet to fit all your needs. With more devices connecting to the internet in our homes, a fast and reliable internet package is essential. Visit upcountryfiber.com and click the Updates tab for a live coverage map and answers to frequently asked questions. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection. A partner of Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep, so clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Everlawn Clemson offers independent living options like you've never seen before for adults 55 and older. Alleviate the burden of living at home with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. No more cooking, cleaning, or upkeep of a traditional home. Luxury independent living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Let them take care of you when it comes to everything you need and your taxes, and that's business taxes. That's your personal taxes. We love the Patterson Tax Service. We think that Patterson's Tax Service is amazing. We love everything they do for us. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Go ahead and get your stuff done now. I know so many people who are out of state who do it. So here's my message to you. Normally, Mike, you get your hair cut local, right?
Yes, sir.
You go to your dry cleaner. It's got to be a local guy or girl there. You take your dry cleaner stuff to.
That's right.
Seamstress, whatever, you know, that stuff. But when it comes to taxes, like, you could have somebody, you know, you could just scan and send it to them.
I like my radio local, too.
Yes. Well, unless you're living outside the area, you listen on the app, so. I like it. I like when there's people listening to this stuff. Anyway, get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. And wherever you can hear my voice, Patterson's Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Texter asked, did you go over the Rivals 250 stuff for Clemson and South Carolina and Georgia? I did not. Here we go. You ready? So Georgia got 2 5-stars. So now, so far, because there's a couple of guys like the Harbor kid from up in Maryland that South Carolina's still involved with. But so far, between now and next Wednesday, which is National Signing Day, well, there's only two. I think there's only two. Deuce Robinson is one, and Nicholas Harbor's the other one. Are the only 2 5-stars that have not committed anywhere yet. So South Carolina's involved with that one. Georgia's involved with both of them. I think especially the Deuce Robinson. Great baseball player, too. Georgia 2 5-stars, Clemson with 1 5-star. South Carolina did not get a 5-star so far. Top 100 players, Georgia 12. That's crazy. 12% of the top 100 go to Georgia. 4 to Clemson, none to South Carolina. And Rivals top 250 players, Georgia with 18, Clemson with 9, South Carolina with 3. So that's a rundown of what that looks like. Hope that answered the texture's questions there. There are junior day, big junior day stuff coming up for Clemson tomorrow. Let me give you a list of who is coming in. I'll tell you what, dude. Let me do this first. It's 25 guys altogether. The three commitments: Nolan Hauser, the kicker from Cornelius, North Carolina. Christian Betancur, the tight end from Woodstock, Illinois. And Tavoy Fagan, the cornerback from Tampa. All three are going to be here. So there's 22 uncommitted guys. Of those 22 uncommitted guys, 21 have an offer at this point. And of the 21 that have an offer, 15 of those are four-star or higher. So obviously a pretty good group of guys coming in.
And who is the one that does not have the offer that will be coming?
Mayo. Darian Mayo, a defensive end from Olney, Maryland, Good Counsel High School, who could be getting an offer tomorrow. So 25 altogether, 24 to 25 have offers at this point. As far as who else is coming this weekend, quarterback Walker White, who is from Arkansas, and I'll try to give you notes on these guys in a minute. Running back David Izoamami, running back out of Georgia. Wide receivers Braylon Staley from Aiken and Alex Taylor from North Carolina. Offensive lineman Blake Franks from Greenville. Josiah Thompson from Dillon. Jameson Riggs from Georgia. The defensive players that are coming in. Bear with me. Got to switch to the defensive side of things here. Defensive ends, Darian Mayo, we just told you about him. Champ Thompson from Georgia. Heaven Brown Schuler from Georgia. And Malik Blockton from Alabama. Linebacker C.J. Jackson from Georgia. Drew Woodash from Tampa. Sammy Brown from Georgia. And cornerbacks Emilio Agard from Pennsylvania. Jalen Crawford, who is from down in Lilburn, Georgia, Parkview High School. Charles Lester, a cornerback from down in Florida, down at Sarasota, Florida. Cornerback Ashton Hampton, who is another Florida. He's from Tallahassee. He's a four-star corner there. And three safeties. There's three great safeties. K.J. Bolden from Georgia, Mike Matthews from Georgia, Noah Dixon, all from Georgia. Now, just some of the highlights for this. Walker White is number 171, four-star, 6'3", about 215 from Little Rock Christian. He's basically Arkansas, LSU, Clemson, Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss. All those are in on him. There's several on the 247. Sammy Brown might be the highest-rated one. He is a potential five-star. He's a linebacker. This is going to be an interesting deal out of Jefferson, Georgia. This is Georgia and Clemson for the most part, and this is a very highly ranked guy, but both are going to need linebackers. I think Clemson is in huge need of linebackers for the next class because you got to think, in my opinion, I think Trotter's gone at the end of this year, and I think that Barrett Carter's gone. So I think Clemson needs Sammy Brown. Like, that's a huge one coming up. Maybe the highest rated, according to Rivals.com, K.J. Bolden at number 19 is here. Mike Matthews, the number 10 player in the country, is here. He's Lilburn Parkview High School. They're the Tigers. I think they got all orange and tiger paw on the side of the helmet and all that stuff. Mike Matthews is a five-star. He's number 10 player in the country as an athlete. K.J. Bolden is also from the state of Georgia. He's a four-star. He's from Buford, Georgia. And then Sammy Brown, we just talked about him from Jefferson, Georgia. That's three of the top 20 players in the country, all from the Peach State. It's all going to be like Clemson, Georgia, among others, still in there. Edric Houston is not coming, but Clemson's involved with him out of Buford, Georgia. Not sure where he's going this weekend. Charles Lester, top 25 player in the country. He's from Sarasota, Florida. Talked about him. He's a cornerback coming in. Really highly thought of guy. I think Clemson has a great chance with, according to Rivals.com, the number 36 player in the country. Heaven Brown Schuler, 6'5 and 295 pounder out of Pace Academy down in Atlanta. I think they probably lead for him right now. And he'll be a visitor this weekend. My guess is that they'll try to get all of these guys back, for most of these guys back. They have one more junior day in March. And then I would think probably a early June official visit that you'll see more of these guys wrap up. But maybe a couple of three commitments this weekend. I'd say the over-under would be like 1.5 for this weekend. So maybe you can get that wrapped up and taken care of, and you move forward there. But it's going to be really, really good. The Emilio Argod, cornerback, he's number 82 in the country. So it's about 8 or 10 top 100 players coming tomorrow, 6 or 8 maybe top 100 players coming tomorrow, according to Rivals.com. Fagan is coming. He's already committed to. He's number 97 overall. Betancourt's number 100. So you got two top 100s already committed to you. And then with Brown Schuler and Sammy Brown and K.J. Bolden and Mike Matthews and with the corner from Sarasota. That's, yeah, 6 or 8, 7, 8, 9, something like that, top 100 players coming in tomorrow. And I know I'm a geek, Mike, but I like checking the weather. Because and I used to do this with the official visits weekend because they're always in January. But it looks like a Chamber of Commerce day in Clemson tomorrow. High of 58, mostly sunny, light winds. Just a beautiful, beautiful day tomorrow. And they'll get the big welcome in town and all stuff. But this is the official visit weekend is going to be the biggest one. That's going to be in early June like they did last year, in which all those guys came out of it. But this is probably the second or third biggest recruiting day of the year for Clemson tomorrow. 25 guys, 24 offers, 20, what would you say, of the four stars or better? I mean, top 50, what's that? 6 top 50 players coming tomorrow.
Glad they're getting it in before the rain returns next week.
Yeah, we're going to get rain maybe middle of next week. But you see, like Monday's going to be 65 degrees.
Let's go.
You think anywhere in the world I feel good enough to play golf by Monday?
Oh, I think you're going to feel good enough tomorrow, Mickey. Come on.
Oh, buddy.
Got that positive thinking going on.
My son's been so good, man, because I sat there and was laid on the couch. And he's like, Daddy, can we go out and play? I was like, So anyway, I would say this about tomorrow. I would say that the top of the board, bear with me because I have my own little board up right now. Bear with me, Mike. I'll tell you, like the top candidate.
While you're pulling that up, Mickey, Just a reminder for folks that want to jump in, new phone number for the next hour or two here, 650-9008. Yeah. Little trouble on the regular Roar line, but you can still text in at the regular Adams & Co. Roofing text line, 654-7627.
All right, I think Walker White's the number one quarterback right now. He's coming tomorrow. I think Izomome, Kennesaw, Georgia running back, I think there's number one running back on the board right now. Number one running back of beer tomorrow. I would say with the two wide receivers tomorrow, Staley and Parler, I would say those are two of the top three or four wide receivers on the board. Betancourt's coming tomorrow. He's obviously the number one tight end. Franks and Thompson and Riggs. So that's probably three of the top four or five offensive linemen coming tomorrow. Blockton and Brown Schuler and Champ Thompson, I would say three of their top five defensive linemen are coming tomorrow. With Brown, Jackson, and Woodhouse, I say their top three linebackers are coming tomorrow. I know it's safety with Bolden, Matthews, and Dixon. And I think they lead on Dixon right now, LaGrange. He's number 96 overall, I think I'm right by saying. Another top 100 one. So I think that they probably lead on him, but I'd say that's probably the three top safeties. And with Fagan and Agard and Crawford and Hampton, I'd say it's like four of the top four, five, six maybe cornerbacks coming tomorrow on their board. Obviously, Hauser, the top kicker on the board, is coming tomorrow. So you start thinking about you know, as far as the board looks, this is a big, huge day for sure. Texter John, Georgia John says, Buford equals football factory. Might as well be another IMG. Buford, Georgia, their high school football program is as good as it gets in the country right now. They are absolutely just killing it. Tech said, Mickey, you need to stay healthy, man. The past 2 days were horrible having listened to Sports Talk Radio. I am so sorry. I wish I would have felt better. And I can promise you this. When I texted Ben, he was like, man, I know you. I know if you could be here, you would. So I love coming to work. Absolutely love it. And so it's going to take a pretty violent vomiting streak to keep me at home. Mike, I don't know if I've ever, like, been that violent with my vomiting. Like, that was, I was sore. You ever get it where, like, your sides and your ribs and your stomach are still sore?
Yeah. Woo! Unfortunately, I can say I have.
That's the second time I've thrown up since we remodeled our house. And you remember when Seinfeld, they would reset their throw-up clock. Like, I hadn't thrown up since February the 12th of 1992, whatever. I don't like throwing up. I don't mind the diarrhea end of it because that's what I have every day anyway. So I don't mind that end. Coming out of the upper end up there, I don't like that at all, man.
So would you rather face something like that or what Brevin Galloway faced this week?
Throw up. Just throw up, man. Jeff gets in. Your buddy Jeff says, must have been ugly. It must have been an ugly remodel. Yeah. All I really know is because we redid our bathrooms. That's the reason I know I've hovered over that deal in there. My wife came in and is like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? It's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Woke the whole family up in there. Texture 2222 says, Mickey, this prospective class sounds like the 2012 to 18 type classes. Sounds solid. Slips and settles outside the Talk House Over Playoffs 9 class. Glad you're back. Appreciate that, 2222. With that said, it's early, and there's a lot to do, and they got to beat. I mean, they got to beat a bunch of teams for these guys, and a bunch of you're swimming on a Heaven Brown Shuler, on a Sammy Brown, on a KJ Bolden, on a Mike Matthews. I mean, you're swimming with the big fish. You're not going to get all those guys, but you're still swimming with some really, really big fish. So. I think I'm right by saying, let me find my recruiting for the one before this one. On there, they had an elite retreat. So, like, this time last year, Ray Joseph was here. Didn't get him. Justice Haynes, who went to Alabama, didn't get him. Nora Rogers went to Ohio State, didn't get him. Tyler Williams went to Georgia. Sam Pendleton, Notre Dame. Had Jordan Hall went to Georgia. So they didn't get the guy. Now, Peter Woods was here, and Vic Burley was here, and Adrian Terrell was here, and Christopher Vecina was here. But there's a lot of guys they didn't get from that elite retreat this time last year. So they'll have another one coming up in March as well. Between those two and then that very first official visit weekend in June, that's where you'll see most of it come out. Let's take a break, Mike. When we get back, we'll wrap up. I have several things to get to in this final segment. I have thoughts about Frank Reich. I have thoughts about Billy Packer. I have thoughts about Patrick Reed and Roy McIlroy. Final segment right after this.
The world is turned upside down, and it's hard to make sense of it all. The alpha male is under attack, and people are more worried about pronouns and toxic masculinity. If you want to get that alpha feeling back, get that weight off, and improve your performance, come see us today at Low Country Male. We specialize in testosterone replacement and anti-aging. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, and doctor visits. We also offer ED plans, the P-shot, and peptide therapy. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymale.com.
Winning multiple Ford President's Awards and top-notch online reviews are two reasons why George Coleman Ford should be your choice for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Every week, customers like you post online reviews raving about the buying experience at George Coleman Ford. It's like nothing they've experienced. no hidden fees, and straight-up honest customer service. And with new inventory arriving monthly, George Coleman Ford is committed to satisfying you. The best is found in Traveler's Rest, George Coleman Ford. One of the things they don't teach you in Parenting 101 is how to handle your child telling you they're in trouble with the law. How will this affect their future? What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or fake ID, Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child. The consultation is free. Make the call today, 864-654-3680.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment has helped build the upstate for the last 23 years by renting and selling construction equipment. And when it comes to compact equipment, the best in the industry is Takeuchi. The lineup of track skid steer loaders, excavators, wheel loaders, and hundreds of attachments make the choice easy. So come and see why so many choose to buy it or rent it from Bennett and experience the Takeuchi difference in the upstate, western North Carolina, and North Georgia.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise, and still family run. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com and with locations at 364 College Ave and 1102 Tiger Boulevard. You can get the gear you need.
What's up, guys? Ben here. You've heard me talk about this product for years now. Optinos by EC Sports. This powerful, 100% natural and clinically tested muscle builder is a game changer. In the clinical study, individuals saw 12 times average increase in arm size, 58-pound increase in bench press, 6 times more endurance, and 3 times more lean muscle than the placebo group. Choose a supplement with proven results and a money-back guarantee. Go to upstatemuscle.com. Use code ROAR for 20% off today.
Bridgewater, the hit fiction podcast, is back. A supernatural thriller presented in immersive 3D binaural audio.
The Bridgewater Triangle.
There is some kind of mystical force in this region that attracts monsters and paranormal activity.
There's something beyond our understanding going on here.
Starring Supernatural's Misha Collins, The Walking Dead's Melissa Ponzio, and Rogue One's Alan Tudyk. Written by Lauren Shippen and created by me, Aaron Mankey. Listen to Bridgewater wherever you get your podcasts.
The Varsity, where in Atlanta you can get a hot dog, but in South Carolina, you get sports talk. The Roar, where every day is game day.
George, working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground, eating saltine crackers, 10 cents a pound. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
Hey. Welcome back, my friends at Roosters. Want to know that if you want your haircut like a man, get in touch with them. RoostersMGC.com, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road over in Greenville. We love what they've done. I love going by and get my – I asked my wife the other day, I need a haircut. She said, well, the back of your neck, man. You got to get the back of your neck. Mike, when you get old, you notice your ears and your nose hairs, the back of your neck hairs. Like, better than the top of my head. I don't know how I got those reversed. Think about that with my terrific friends at Roosters. Roosters MGC, Roosters Men's Grooming Center, RoostersMGC.com. Didn't know this very good friend in the media said had the same thing you. It was awful. Yeah. How many days did it last? Good friend texted said, I'm in the minority, but I'm not a Rory fan. I heard a great thing the other day. It was someone from the Golf Channel, and they were talking about Rory McIlroy, how he always is on the right side of everything. I'm a huge Rory McIlroy fan. And this whole thing with Patrick Reed and the Live Tour, yesterday, I don't know if you saw it or not, Mike, but two days ago, he flipped a tee at him that had his Live Tour tee, and he flipped at him. It's like childish stuff. Reed subpoenaed Roy McIlroy on Christmas Eve for a lawsuit. He subpoenaed Justin Thomas like the day of his wedding or the day before his wedding or something like that. Like, it's just child. Patrick Reed's a child. And we've gotten to the situation now where I think the Live Tour, they surround themselves with enough Patrick Reeds of the world. Roy's on the right side of everything, in my opinion, too. And Roy's just a good dude. So I think the Live Tour, I think they took the quick money grab, but I don't think see this thing lasting very long. I think Live Tour will be gone in 2 years. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, I think we won't have a Live Tour. And I think these guys will have to petition, maybe pay some charities or something, do some time served plus, I don't know, some reparations or something. I don't know, do some community service stuff or something. I mean, they're going to get sentenced to something.
I know some people enjoy it, but it doesn't seem to be getting the attention that it was last summer, fall.
It's childish what they're doing to each other. And I'm sick of watching it. Texas said, going to try the Patterson's Tax Service for the first time, appointment February the 6th. There you go. We converted another one. And here's the thing, too. Go ahead and get it February 6th for the next 10 years because you're going to stay with the Patterson Tax Service. That's good. Big news for John and Brad coming up next.
Yes, this is going to be huge.
Lincoln Riley is coming on the show. And to talk about the Garrett Riley and Clemson's offense. And can't wait. So Lincoln Riley coming on the show next. That's
now,
good.
Now, is this him getting on the Roar before his little brother? Is that what he's working on here?
Yeah, he's trying. Yeah, he beat his little brother on the Roar. So I'm sure there'll be some sibling rivalry there through all of that.
That's awesome.
All right. Just a couple of quick notes here. Again, Brevin Galloway out for tomorrow. He will be out now maybe a couple of games. So you got to think Chase Hunter. Had to think Chase comes back. I tell you, though, with Dylan Hunter playing so well, does Chase move back to his more natural two-guard position? That would be very interesting to see. The Panthers hire Frank Reich, and I'm not sure if this is the best hire or not. Frank Reich in his career, obviously long time playing career, and then spent time with the Colts from 2006 to 2011, was with the Cardinals in 12, Chargers in 13, 14 and 15, Eagles in 16 and 17, Colts as their head coach in 18 through 22, and now as a Panthers head coach. In that time as their head coach, he had two really good seasons, made the playoffs in two of the first 3 years, but the last 2 years have not gone great. 10-6 and lost in the divisional game. So they won the wild card game and lost the divisional game there in 2018. 2019, they're 7-9. 2020, they're 11-7, lost the Bills in the wild card game. 9-8 in 2021 and 3-5-1 in 2022 before he was fired and taken over by Jeff Saturday. So with the Colts, he was 40-33-1, 1-2 in the playoffs, never won the division. It seems like that, and you don't know. I mean, because what Belichick did in his second job was much better than what he did his first job. It just seems like to me that this is kind of like a safe hire, right? Go with the interim or go with Frank Reich. Frank Reich to me just like appears to be like a safe hire. Of course, you don't know the support he was getting in with the Colts and how that worked out. He was, you know, like again, it'll be interesting to see. This isn't a splash hire by any stretch of the imagination. I think the way to put it is safe hire. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I am in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him to bradhughes at allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage and better rates thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We love Brad Hughes. We love what they've been able to do with the mile-wise. Some folks are saving over 50% by driving less. See if you can save over 50% on your car insurance. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Going the extra mile, we get round number four for Mahomes and Burrow. Joe Burrow is 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes, including last year in the AFC championship game. So this is it's a great rivalry. These are two of the top five for sure quarterbacks in the league. The thing about Burrow is they're talking now. We're starting to get these like pre-snap reads now. And their offense is so simple because it's a pre-snap read, and then depending on what the defense does, he gets rid of the ball because he knows, you know, what they're doing, and it simplified everything for him there. But it's almost like a Peyton Manning understanding of what they're doing offensively. And it makes it terribly difficult to defend. Plus, they've got enough of a running game. So one thing that we'll see for sure is the teams. I think the running game is essential for all four of these teams this weekend. And, I mean, Joe Burrow's got the physical talent, but I think it's the mental talent. I mean, obviously Mahomes is the physical talent. But I think Joe Burrow in that pre- and post-snap reads and the reaction of knowing exactly the ins and outs of every single thing they do in this offense and every single answer to what they have, it's a fascinating battle. And I don't know how you stop it. And I would not be shocked if we're here Monday morning talking about an epic 38-35 last possession kind of game. But also wouldn't be shocked if we're sitting here with Joe Burrow being 4-0 against Patrick Mahomes.
It could happen.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Skip the music, buddy. Two-minute drill. What do you have for me?
Mickey, my two-minute drill. Tim Beret tweeted this morning, Billy Packer's broadcasting career began in 72-73 when he was a replacement for an NC State versus Maryland game in Raleigh. Skeeter Francis recommended him to C.D. Chesley. He didn't know he was doing the game until he got to the arena. 2 years later, he was doing the Final Four for NBC. And also, Mickey, I mean, our thoughts and prayers to the Packer family on the passing of the great Billy Packer. And thinking about the junior day tomorrow, just a day or two ago, I was out, the last sunny day we had, I was out on the dike looking down over the Clemson athletic facilities and thinking about those juniors coming to town. Man, what a great way to get out, enjoy the Clemson area. Also, while you're up there, Mickey, for a walk, you'll see the new lacrosse complex being built.
What a moving dirt over there, huh?
Yeah, I'll get the honor of working with the women's lacrosse team this spring. Looking forward to
really?
That. They get things cranked up February the 4th. At Riggs Field, historic Riggs Field.
How about that, man?
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
When you sit up there, when you walk on those dikes up there and take a peek down, you get to see just how this campus has changed like crazy.
It's amazing.
I was up not too long ago. And matter of fact, I'll tell you a quick story. So I was out with my niece over at the golf facility, and her roommate's a softball player. Going to be a great softball player here. And I was like, so, you ever walk the dikes? She said, what are you talking about? I went, see that right there? I said, yeah. So on the other side, that's Lake Hartwell. She's like, what? Like, she didn't know that. And she's also talking about how she just didn't know that, like, the mountains are right there. Because she's from middle Georgia.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, I was on top of the dikes. This has been, you know, last year sometime. My wife and I were walking the dogs or walking Drake out there, whatever it was. And you look down, and I started thinking to myself, okay, like, 10 years ago, that wasn't there, that wasn't there, that wasn't there, that wasn't there. You know?
Yeah.
It really is weird to go up there and see it and see how the place has just completely changed through the years, and I think made it for the better. I mean, there's a lot of downtown stuff and some progress that's made. And I know some people like and don't like, but I think it's made it better for the most part. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com for all of your needs in real estate in Clemson, South Carolina. It's ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can help you out. Eric is absolutely fantastic. You're going to love dealing with Eric, and no one knows more about real estate here in this area than Eric Newton and ericnewton.com. Three quick things for my two-minute drill. Number one, Lincoln Riley coming up next with Brad and John. That's going to be a great interview. Can't wait to hear that. Number two, Brevin Galloway out for tomorrow, but no word yet on Chase Hunter. That's going to be a big storyline between now and 5 o'clock tomorrow. No word on Alex Hemingway, but this is when we talk about seasons, and this is why you talk about how long seasons are and how you know, guys have to come on. This is where Wiggins had his chance on Tuesday night. He did a great job. This is where Dylan Hunter the last couple of games has come on. He's done a great job. But really, for the first time, we might see the Hunter brothers in the backcourt for extensive amounts of playing time in some, like, high-leverage deals here. So Galloway's injury, what it means more than anything else is it's just an opportunity for others there. And then finally, you know, we're going to have on every week here, we're going to have on Eric Bakich, the head coach of the Tigers here with Clemson baseball. But I heard an interview here recently, and, Mike, it was so refreshing to listen to. Mike Vaughn, he talked about with two strikes having his players choke up and put the ball in play.
Let's go.
I got to tell you, man, I about fell out of my chair.
Hey, speaking of falling out of the chair, you made it, Mickey.
I did it.
You survived the 3 hours. You're back.
I will survive. That's like, well, let me thank. Thanks to a lot of people. First, you, Mike. You put up with me a lot today. And my little naps in between those. Also, Josh Williams and Charlie Pellett. So, thanks, everybody, for listening once again. I hope you have a great weekend. Up next, to my favorite people, John and Brad. Friends, have a wonderful weekend. More importantly, tune in on a Monday. That's when we will see you on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa.